Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guests a question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you. It's Wednesday evening, every Wednesday evening. Today happens to be July 19th. Here in the good old USA, it could be the 18th somewhere else. Check your own time worldwide on Worldwide Online Blog Talk Radio Network and look for Columbo Chronicles or Columbo Chronicles Live. We also have archive shows, so you can check back. And if you missed shows, you can scroll on down, and you can find a guest you liked or a commentary. Click it on and sit back and listen. Nothing said on Columbo Chronicles is intended to be legal, medical, financial, or political advice. So always do your own homework. Everything's for information, food for thought. And hopefully you'll go out and do your own homework, your own research, and come up with your own conclusions. And by the way, tonight we do have a really special guest, one of my favorite guests, Lloyd Wright. And no, he's not Frank Lloyd Wright, the famous architect, but he is the famous author and expert on hepatitis C. He has a bestseller, Hepatitis C, A Do-It-Yourself Guide for Health. He has an amazing story, and he's going to be here with us in just a little while, and he's going to talk about the drug companies and anti-aging tips as well. So we all are looking forward to anti-aging tips, and his previous popular book was Triumph Over Hepatitis C. So we'll get started as soon as we come back from this important message. So tell a friend, tell a family member, tell a neighbor, tell your coworker to tune in to Columbo Chronicles Live.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
That's all right. So, listen in and listen up. And before we talk to our guest in just a little bit, let's go and find out what's happening in our world here in the USA. And according to the news on Gateway Pundit, it says that Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein breaks his silence on Comey, the former AG, and says a former director broke, which would be Comey, broke his FBI policy by leaking memos to the press. And this just came out today by Christina Lila. It says, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said Wednesday that fired FBI Director James Comey broke FBI agency protocol by giving memos to a friend to then have leaked to the press. Shame, shame on him. As a general proposition, he says, you have to understand the Department of Justice. Does anyone understand the Department of Justice? As we're witnessing so many scandals that are blowing in the wind since 2008, goes back further, but especially since 2008. We can go back to Arkansas. We can go back to 1992. We take confidentiality seriously, so when we have memorandum about our ongoing matters, we have an obligation to keep that confidential, Rosenstein said on Fox News after being asked if it would ever be proper for an FBI director to take notes on a meeting with the president and then leak them to the press. He said, I think it is quite clear. He added when asked if he would approve of Comey's leak. It's what we were taught, all of us prosecutors and agents, he said. As TGP previously reported, more than half of the memos fired FBI Director James Comey wrote during his private conversations with President Trump have been determined to contain classified information, just like the emails that Hillary removed without authorization from the State Department and lied and said there were no classified documents. Shame, shame, shame on her, too. FBI policy forbids any agent from releasing classified information or any information from ongoing investigations. Well, that's what I thought. Years ago, when I was just a young girl, and I worked for the Sheriff's Department, and the captain told us very clearly that we could not sneak into people's files, remove them, or share them with anybody. We would get fired, just like Comey got fired, and Eric Holder got fired. All records created by agents during official duties are also considered to be government property. And there are laws on the books that say that removing government property without authorization, destroying government property without authorization, is a felony. More than half of the memos former FBI Chief James Comey wrote as personal recollections of his conversations with President Trump about the Russian investigation have been determined to contain classified information according to interviews with officials familiar with the documents. This doesn't sound good. This revelation raises the possibility that Comey broke his own agency's rules and ignored the same security protocol that he publicly criticized Hillary Clinton for in the waning days of the 2016 presidential election when he laid out all the evidence for guilt and then gave her a golden pass, if you recall. Wow, I wonder how many golden passes they have if you have to be in the inner circle to get one. Comey insisted in his testimony he believed his personal memos were unclassified. Well, he was the chief of the FBI. He should know what classified documents are and non-classified documents. Or, good grief, we need to send everybody back to school. Though he hinted one or two documents he created might have contained classified information. Wouldn't that be a red flag right there? Oh, well. But when the 7 memos Comey wrote regarding his 9 conversations with Trump about Russia earlier this year were shown to Congress in recent days, the FBI claimed all were, in fact, deemed to be government documents. 4 of the memos had markings making clear they contained information classified at the secret or confidential level, according to the officials directly familiar with the matter. Now, do you think that they're going to give him a pass and say they didn't really think he knew what he was doing, and therefore it was extremely careless of him, but he gets the next golden pass? What do you think? I mean, seriously, what do you think about? In my opinion, according to the law books, it equates to breach of national security and breach of national security trust. But then I'm not a lawyer. That's just what I think. So going on with Mark Luckman, he writes today as well, this is recent news, Trump threatens to shut down government if the border wall isn't funded. Trump is messing around. Thank God. Thank God that the majority of Americans voted for President Trump. The border wall has been one of the main promises that Donald Trump has been running on since day one. It has been 7 months since he has become president, and Democrats everywhere feel they have won because the progress on it has been minimal. So what if they won, the Democrats? More invaders, more foreign invaders, shooting more American women, infiltrating into the police. We just had another woman shot. A woman was shot on the bridge. What is going on? What's wrong with these Democrats? How is it they don't understand illegal means illegal? Which universities did they attend? Are you sure they attended those universities? Or did they conceal their credentials as well? Or are they just suffering from all of the chemtrails that are blowing in the wind? The chairman of the Conservative House Freedom Caucus made it very clear that there could be a government shutdown if there isn't any money included in a bill for the border wall. Representative Mark Meadows, the caucus chairman, said Monday that conservatives will block any spending bill that doesn't include the funding, according to The Hill. He told Breitbart News that without a doubt, there are enough conservative members who will not support any funding mechanism that does not include border wall funding. Meadows said that Trump will veto a funding bill if wall funding is not included in the bill. And he should. Government funds run out in September. And this is one of the reasons, in my opinion, why the State Department and the refugee agencies that are paid by the federal government an incentive for every Muslim they bring into the USA are bringing in as many as possible for those financial incentives because the government funds ran out in September. What do you think about that? That's a little secret I'm sharing with you. So Trump says he will shut the government down if it doesn't sign a bill passed by Congress by October 1st. We need to run the government like a business because when it's obvious that we haven't run the government like a business, and therefore people have gone rogue. There's not enough oversight, and they're spending our tax dollars on their personal use and those they favor, and even foreign enemies who threaten to wipe us off the face of the map. I think we need to rethink how the federal government is operating with our tax dollars because the government has no money. The government is funded by our hard work, sweat of our brows, and our tax dollars, not by those foreigners that are invading into our country who want to wipe us out or change and transform us into their country. No, it's by our hard-earned tax dollars who are loyal Americans, elected them temporarily into office, although some have trampled on temporary and they have been lifetime career politicians living off the taxpayers. And what have they done? They've made a mess of our entire country. They destroyed our health care. They've ruined our AAA credit. They've trampled on sovereignty. They've trampled on immigration laws, quota laws, which they're still doing. They're making illegal legal and legal illegal. And they're favoring radicals, terrorists, criminals to enter into our country, which is absolutely remarkable. My conversations with the president, he says, have led me to believe that there is nothing less than a full and total commitment to, on his part only, to only sign into law a funding bill that actually allows for us to start construction of a border wall on our southern border, Meadows told Breitbart. They could actually fund construction companies, U.S. construction companies, and put a lot of construction workers to work for several years. And they could also take prisoners and teach them a skill on how to build walls and put them to work to pay back society and give them some incentive to turn their lives around. He said, I have all kinds of ideas, America. He said there is nothing more critical that has to be funded than funding the border wall. Trump's proposal has been criticized by Democrats and even some rhinos, arguing that it would be too expensive and too ineffective for securing our borders. Oh, it's too expensive, but it wasn't too expensive to have President, the non-vetted president and his family, even after he left office, jetting about on vacations in Air Force One, and it costs $87,000 just to fire up Air Force One and jet around the country in five-star hotels and go shopping with family and friends and hold parties and concerts in five-star hotels, all at the American taxpayers' expense. That wasn't too expensive, and they care less about that, don't they? They care less that he took $1 billion out of Medicare and or Social Security, and who knows where that was diverted. It was about the same time that he diverted $150 billion over to Iran and then dropped off in the middle of the night secretly, but all secrets end up not to be so secret, dumping cash, billions of dollars of cash at the feet of the imam. So where'd they get the cash? Apparently nobody cares. So that's that. But that isn't... That doesn't bother the Democrats and the rhinos. Meadows gave two reasons why it should be a top priority that Republicans see that the wall gets funded. That's what they promised, those rhinos, and that's what they need to do. One, is it a commitment that the president made to the American people and one that he intends of keeping? But the second part of that is for our national security, we must secure our borders. And the American people will accept no less. We have millions of unidentified people coming across our borders. They're not vetted. They aren't vetted for diseases, communicable diseases. And they aren't vetted with background checks to see if they're terrorists, radicals, fake Christian refugees, people who are not being persecuted and not under tyrannical law in their eyes, but coming here to persecute Christians and to radicalize our youth and change and transform our nation into their nation and wipe out our Constitution with their foreign ideologies. So they aren't checking for all that. They're just worried about those incentives, those financial incentives that will be running out in September, it does appear. Well, anyway, that bill still allocated $1.5 billion to the Department of Homeland Security for additional border enforcement measures. So what are your thoughts about President Trump and the wall? So let's take a little break, and then we will come back on Colombo Chronicles.
Listening is an art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Colombo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Colombo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to ColomboChronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Colombo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, ColomboChronicles.com.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Colombo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Colombo's home on the Colombo Chronicles Live to your home, Colombo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening. Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. It is Colombo Chronicles Live right here for you at Blog Talk Radio Network, worldwide online radio. All shows are archived as well. If you miss a show or you have to do something and leave, you can come back, scroll on down, and listen again. So be sure to share Colombo Chronicles Live. We have important information for you. Most information you won't get on MSM, but don't tell them. So anyway, now we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts. And boy, do we have an author and an expert tonight. And he is a bestseller. His book is Hepatitis C, A Do-It-Yourself Guide for Health. His name is Lloyd Wright, not Frank Lloyd Wright, the architect. He is the best-selling author on Hepatitis C, A Do-It-Yourself Guide for Health. An amazing story he's going to tell us about himself and stories that, and he also has amazing stories about Hepatitis C. He's going to tell us and blast some of the prescription drugs that can cause adverse side effects. And he's going to give us some anti-aging tips, which, of course, we all want to know about. And his previous book was Triumph Over Hepatitis C. And so let's just get started, and let's go ahead and say hello to Lloyd Wright. Hi, Lloyd. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Oh, great. It's very good to hear your voice again, and so happy to have you back with us. Because you know what, Lloyd, I was reading that in Germany they've migrated 2 million people, foreigners from the Middle East, into their country, and that the hepatitis has increased substantially over in Germany, and it's a real problem for them. So I'm very happy to have you here, because we know that tens of thousands of foreigners have come into our country as well without health care checks. Shame on our government. So to start off with, Lloyd, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your background?
Well, I'm just a regular human here in the United States, and I was crushed by a bulldozer in 1979 and given 4 blood transfusions, and unknown at the time, I was given a serious case of hepatitis C. And in 1994, I was diagnosed after a biopsy and went through a horrific set of circumstances. And I hadn't heard about the hepatitis that's going on in Germany, but I do know they have an unlimited supply of people coming in there without papers, without medical checks, and I could see where there could be a serious problem. As in the United States, 1 out of 30 people have hepatitis C, and most of them don't know it. So I can imagine over there it's probably far worse, because in most countries, not that they're serious a third world country or anything, but often they have a whole lot more than more advanced places like here.
Well, I think it's really reckless of our country included to allow so many foreigners into our country without checking their health care and checking them for communicable diseases, because that means they can spread that disease and we, the innocent citizens, can die or become chronically ill as well. I find it reckless by the governments of the world who are involved in this invasion without health care checks and background checks. So beyond that, how did you feel when they told you that of no fault of your own, but the fault of the contaminated blood, that you had hepatitis C? How did you feel at that moment?
Well, let me say, yes, you're correct. It is reckless. It's beyond reckless. And I was getting a dental implant in 1992, and I kept getting sick from the antibiotics. Because when you get an implant, you have to take a lot of antibiotics. And I went to a doctor, and the doctor sent me to the hospital and said I had too much iron in my blood, which hepatitis C often causes you to retain iron and or ferritin. And he sent me to a blood bank to get therapeutic phlebotomies. So as I was getting those, the blood bank ran a check on my blood and discovered I had hepatitis C. And a few months later, they sent me a letter saying, you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C. And at the time, I'd never heard of it. I didn't know what it was. And I went to my doctor, and the doctor said, well, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to look into it. And that wasn't good enough for me. So I went to the better doctor, and the doctor said the same thing. But he called me back, and I did a biopsy and all this stuff. And I did a lot of studying and discovered what hepatitis C was. And, oh, yeah, hepatitis C can be cured by interferon. And that was a nightmare. And anybody that wants to read that book, I'm happy to send them a free copy if they call me. But there's a whole lot more worse things going on. The new drug that they have out for hepatitis C is devastating. And nobody is going to tell you that except the people that have been devastated and me and people that work in my office.
Yes, this is the sad part about injustices, whether it's health or the court system or police abuse or any of the things that go on in the military or wherever. Nobody's going to talk about it unless you're a victim and you've experienced it and you have firsthand experience. So I truly get that. And so when you were diagnosed and they figured out finally it's hepatitis C, because back in the 80s, a doctor told me that no one should get blood transfusions unless they absolutely had to. He said, I'm not supposed to tell anyone, but he used to talk to me a lot. I don't know why, but he told me, he said, because the blood is a lot of the blood is contaminated, and they shouldn't take that risk. And so I was aware of it since the 80s, and I didn't realize how serious it was, of course, because we were just chatting. So when you were told and they figured out that it's serious, what did they prescribe this particular drug for you? Was it, how did you pronounce it? Interferon. Interferon.
Yeah.
And how did that affect you, that particular drug? Did it help or hinder you?
After the first shot, I found myself in a corner, curled up in the fetal position. I would have temper tantrums and then be extremely regressive. Beyond most people's comprehension to imagine, understand, or comprehend. And the only people that can really tell you what it does to you are people who used it. And strangely enough, I talked to another lady today, a new client, that used it. They gave it to her just a few years ago, which nobody should be prescribing that drug for hepatitis C today. And, boy, she reminded me vividly of all the really cool side effects that it has. It's literally out of this world. It's a nightmare. It's just it's your nightmare come true. It's hard for me to describe at this point, but I had clients that were contractors and built houses. One of them burnt down four of his houses under construction. Another very calm man who was an artist robbed a bank. I had a client that shot his dog, and I had a client, a great guy who's a swimming pool contractor, tore his son's hair out. So it made people do things that were very, you know, not characteristic of who they are. So
that is scary. That
bizarre.
Is so scary, because they are passing out prescription pills like there's no tomorrow, and especially painkillers that are rivaling heroin now and even surpassing heroin. There's so many people in America addicted to painkillers. And I knew a girl who her doctor wasn't in the office. She didn't have hepatitis C. She went for, but just as a little side note, she went to her doctor for a female issue, a minor female issue. Some substitute doctor gave her these antibiotics. She went home, took them. She was climbing the walls. Nobody knew what was wrong with her, because we didn't know she went to the doctor and she took these pills. And she was like, don't leave me. Don't leave me alone. I can't be alone. They're going to get me. And we're like, what? Nobody's trying to get you. I mean, it was crazy. Finally, her doctor came back a week later, and she went back to the doctor and told her, she goes, what the heck? Why would he give you that? That's for blah, 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 blah. So when people pop pills in their mouth, they better make sure that they know, you know, if that is the correct pill for whatever's ailing them, because I'm telling you, the doctor said there's nothing we could do about it. You're going to have to let it wear off. That was it.
Yeah, well, the pills, whether they're correct or not, they often do bizarre things, and especially antibiotics. I've read articles where it takes 60 years to recover from an antibiotic because all the probiotics and bacteria in your system are more important than most of your other organs, and they all act together as an organ. And when you damage it with antibiotics, you're causing more trouble. We're not even going to know really about it for another 10 or 20 years. You know, I heard on Fox News a couple nights ago, Senator John Kennedy Jr. was talking about mercury in products. And he's on some committee where they're exploring how to keep mercury out of human beings. And he mentioned a cool topic. He said that 17 of every 24 ads in prime time on television are drug company ads. And if you watch prime time on most channels, most popular channels, you'll see almost every one is drug companies. So that's pretty overwhelming.
Big pharma is very, very busy pushing drugs, and they have they're pushing more drugs. It seems like they're rivaling the drug cartels. It seems like there's a war going on here for who can push the most drugs on the populations rather than using natural cures. So wouldn't this also cause some of these drugs that they were prescribing for you, would it be, because we have such a problem with heart attacks too, would that affect a lot of people and their heart rate and heart attacks and things like that? And what are some of the side effects?
Well, interferon could easily cause a heart attack, but speaking of drugs, the new one for hepatitis C, Harvoni, does cause heart attacks. And it is a side effect that happens later on, not always later on. Sometimes it happens while you're using it. Heart attacks, sudden death, blindness, all kinds of really wonderful things. And people call here every day and tell me about all this stuff. It's just absolutely amazing. But one of the more really bad things that the new drug is causing is primary liver cancer. Now, it isn't causing it to happen. This primary liver cancer actually starts to occur 5 to 10 years before it can be diagnosed with the current ways they diagnose things. And if you have this process underway, Harvoni causes it to speed up, and this has all been documented according to a lead investigator, Alfredo Albert, MD, professor of gastroenterology at the University of Padova in Italy. He discovered that if you have the beginnings of primary liver cancer, or you may have, that Harvoni speeds it up, makes it a more aggressive form, and within 500 days, you usually end up with it, and shortly thereafter, you're dead. And nobody explored this in the trials for Harvoni. And there are 7 generic Harvonis by other companies that all do the same thing. Actually, the follow-up period was 540 days. And I've had, somewhere between 30 and 50 clients that used Harvoni that suddenly ended up with primary liver cancer, and I'll say about half of them survived and the other half didn't. And these are people that went into this trial healthy, or not the trial, they were outside the trial, but they were using Harvoni for hepatitis C. And it's all, it's all published, and they have lawsuits for it. And, on the front page here, it's called Previously Unforeseen Risk Tarnishes Hepatitis C Wonder Drug. It's a pretty cool article. If anybody wants to see it, they can email me, and I'll email them a copy of it.
That's great. And that is really frightening, though, to think about you're alive and maybe, you have some health problem. You go to the doctor, and he gives you a drug that kills you.
Yeah, so many people call me and say, I wish I could just have hepatitis C and not what's happening to me now, because it is horrible. I should record these things and play them, because when you go to the MD, all they do is tell you how wonderful Harvoni is. Yeah, it's $1,000 a pill, and your insurance company pays for it, and everything's wonderful, and you won't have Hep C anymore. They don't tell you there's any side effects other than headache, fatigue, and weakness. And you can see it in that spectacular commercial that they have on so many times every night. But there's a whole lot more really bad stuff going on.
Did you say $1,000 per pill?
Yes, ma'am. It's $1,000 a pill for Harmony. And you take one a day for 3 months. They sell it like it's a pill fits all. They never consider the problems. If you've ever been exposed to hepatitis B, it makes the hepatitis B flare up, and a lot of people are dying from hepatitis B who never knew they had it. And, you know, hepatitis B can be very mean, and two-thirds of Americans have been exposed to it. Even, you know, everybody's had the hepatitis B vaccine, so the potential is there to have that flare up after taking Harvoni, and they're being sued for it right and left. Another item that was not considered in their trials.
That is just stunning. And so when they do these trial runs, what is the responsibility of the government and the FDA, Annie?
Well, the FDA has a position on this, and I learned a lot about it studying interferon. Their position is that if one out of 99 people get well, it's something they need to sell. Now, in the heart with Harvoni, a lot of people get well, and it's not as problematic as interferon was, but if there is problems, it's really serious. And the sicker, older people, or people who even have the beginnings of cirrhosis, or people who take a prescription drug, they're the ones that are ending up with all these problems. At least the people that call me, that's what my research points me towards. And it's, it plagues me. I find it hard to sleep at night knowing that all this is going on. And there doesn't seem to be anything I can do about it.
Well, I think you're doing a lot writing the books and speaking out on the radio. I mean, I think that you're doing a lot, sharing your story and your information and your research and your interviews with the people who have contracted hepatitis. I'm going to take a little break on Colombo Chronicles Live and let Lloyd Wright, take a little break as well and grab a glass of water or coffee or tea or whatever. Because when we come back, I want him to tell us who's Gilead and what is their website all about. So stay with us, Lloyd. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Listening is an art. An art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Colombo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Colombo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to ColomboChronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Colombo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, ColumboChronicles.com.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Yes, and we're still live right here at Blog Talk Radio Network, and we have a really special guest, Lloyd Wright, with information that you're not going to be told anywhere else. You can read his best-selling book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C, and also his book titled Hepatitis C, A Do-It-Yourself Guide to Health. So, Lloyd, what is Gilead, and what is it on their website that you are interested in and want to talk about and provide that information with the audience?
Gilead is the company that is selling Harvoni. They bought Pharmasset, which created they called it Sovaldi back then, and it's got a different name now. It's a little bit different, but they're the ones that make the drug, and the drug, whole course of the drug, all 3 months, costs $68 to manufacture, and they sell it for $1,000 a pill. Each treatment comes out somewhere between $95,000 and $110,000, so they make on lots of profit. Anyway, they don't tell anybody this, but I had a client that showed it to me. They have a website in Canada. It's gilead.ca, and in there you can read 70 pages of side effects caused by Harvoni, and they give it a fairly low percentage, but they do point out that this is from the trials. And they point out that the trials are extremely different than the patient population, which I'm very familiar with because I have documented several people that went into trials and their cases compared with the normal people. They don't take anybody that's ever been sick. They don't even take anybody that has a negative thought for their trials. Everything is, they take the most perfect people, so these people have the perfect reaction, and they take the healthiest people. So they don't, these trials are false. I mean, they are not reality. They're just to make the drug look good, and that's what they do. They spend a lot of time, money, and effort making sure that the trials show their drug to be great, and they make a ton of money on it, and we get to suffer.
One time I read that they don't care, the big pharma drug companies, because they make so much money that by the time people are dying or become chronically ill and the lawsuits come, that it's cheaper for them to pay off the families or the victims than it is for them to discontinue the drug.
Yeah, and plus they everything gets put so far behind that the doctrine of limitations runs out and you can't do anything about it anyway. And plus, you sue for damages, and it's not how damaged you were physically, it's how damaged you were money-wise. And if you're a young doctor and you're doing surgery and you can't do surgery anymore, then you're damaged a lot, but that's a rare case. Most of the people damaged don't make very much money, and the money your attorney recovers is based on how much money you lost, not how sick you are or how bad off you've been hurt. So lawyers won't take the cases. Most people don't ever think about that, and I think about it because I've been through it. They've got all this figured out. It's all about the money. Companies don't care. They don't have a heart and a soul.
And that's why I think, that Congress should not be meeting in secret with big pharma lobbyists who write the laws for, it appears, big donations to their campaigns. I think we have a huge conflict of interest there when it comes to they're performing their fiduciary duty to protect the welfare and health of Americans, as we've seen what they did to our health care system and didn't even bother to read 2,700 pages. So why would they care what a drug is doing to anyone? and as long as it doesn't affect them. And so when they do go to court, if they ever get to court, most of these cases don't ever even end up in a courtroom anyway, and it takes years. So by that time, the victim is so ill, you know, it's probably too much for them physically, emotionally, and financially. But you do say that that it can affect your DNA.
Well, yeah, Harvoning is a analog nucleotide, and it changes the pattern of the way DNA replicates, and it stops the DNA from replicating the hepatitis C virus. But that's a big general thing that it does. It probably does a whole lot more than that. DNA is very complex. You know, we only discovered it in 1992, and we probably really won't understand it for at least another 100 years because it's extremely complex. I mean, if you think about it, not one single person of all the hundreds of millions and billions of people there are ever has the same DNA. So it's a fairly complex thing to be doing. And they found some little stamp that makes something change, but they really don't know how many things they're changing. I mean, of all the things I've seen with people going blind and all kinds of different blindness that goes on and the heart attacks, the sudden death, and all the different things that happen from this drug, it's clearly doing a whole lot of things that they don't want you to know about.
That is just horrible. So what is TA65? Because we're going to be running out of time soon. So what is TA65?
TA65 is something that it's lengthens telomeres. The people that created it won the 2009, what do they call that thing? I'll think about it. Lengthens telomeres. Telomeres get, as they get shorter, as you get older, they all get shorter. And it's the only item that's ever been shown to lengthen a telomere. And the longer your telomeres are, the longer you live. So they've created it. It comes from a root, and it takes 3 tons of this root to make 6 bottles, so it's kind of expensive. But it's the only clinically proven solution for lengthening telomeres. And I mean, people, they call me up and tell me their hair quit falling out, they can see better, they can hear better, their skin looks better. I have a lot of old, really, I mean, people in their 80s that take this, and they tell me that they've never had, that them and their wife are having more sex than they ever had. So it's a pretty wonderful item.
Hi, sorry, that's funny. That's a great item.
This guy Terry in California, him and his wife they're just having a blast. And he's 83 now.
Yeah, you should never let romance go, no matter how old you are. Love is still in the air with TA65, that's for sure. So, Lloyd, now that we've come to the end, it's your time to shine. So I want you to give any message you want and tell us about where they can get your books, how they can contact you, or buy any of your products.
Well, if anybody would like a free book, I have 4 of them all about hepatitis C. They can call me at 877-676-1615, and I'll send them a free book. All I need is an address. And they can go to organicpharmacy.com, and all the really cool items that I provide are on there. And if anybody needs any help or information, I don't charge for talking to people. They can call me, and we'll solve their problems, especially if they have liver disease, cirrhosis, hepatitis. We can turn somebody's life around. Somebody, like one of the people I talked to today, was in really bad shape. She just didn't think she was going to make it. And after tomorrow, she's going to be making it just fine.
That's fantastic. And, you know, so do you eat a lot of healthy foods?
Well, I try to, but, you know, I mean, I do eat mostly organic, and I do take my own supplements. But, you know, I do eat fun things and stuff. Like right now, my staff is on vacation, and I have some of my people that worked for me for 15 years all here working, and they made some really great flan, which is, you know, full of sugar, and I really love it. So
well,
it's good
to
enjoy life.
To have some fun, right? Yeah, exactly. And do you recommend juicing?
Oh, yeah, juicing's great. People have to remember, and, you know, I always think everybody knows this, but most people I know that juice don't know it. You have to drink it within 15 or 20 minutes from the time it's juiced or the enzymes die, and that's one of the main things you want to get.
Oh, I didn't know that either. That's
yeah,
good
Dr.
to know.
Yeah, Dr. Gonzalez taught me that back in 2004.
Well, that's one of the most important things about juicing, then.
Yeah, the enzymes, they don't last more than 15 or 20 minutes, and they're one of the items that gets in there and stops cancers and viruses and all kinds of bad things.
Wow. So give us your phone number again and how they can contact you.
It's 877-676-1615. They can go to organicpharmacy.com. And the phone numbers are on there, too, so they can buy things, order things, call me, talk to me.
That's fantastic. And thank you for everything you're doing and all the research and your wonderful best-selling books and the invaluable information that you are providing and the hope you are providing and moral support for people. God bless you, Lloyd Wright. And we'll definitely have you back again because this is important information that should be told so everyone that's available can hear it. So God bless you, and you have a great evening.
Thank you, Ruth. I really appreciate it, and it's my pleasure to be here to help.
Thank you, Lloyd. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Lloyd Wright has left the building, and you just have to check his books out and his website and his phone number. Call him, give him a call. And talk to him. If you know someone, give them the information because these are things you're not going to be told by, probably not by your doctor and not by Big Pharma or the commercials on television. And so you need to take action and you need to be proactive and do your homework and your research and see what you come up with and talk to experts like Lloyd Wright. Can't beat that. So God bless you and God bless America. And be sure to tune in next Wednesday when we'll have another very special guest for just for you.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.